Let's open this morning in a word of prayer. Father, as we continue looking at the requirements that you had for your nation of Israel, we pray that you would give our minds understanding of the principles found here. And the willingness to be obedient in every area of our lives. Whether we be young children, whether we be fully grown adults, or whether we be those in the latter years of our life. We pray in your Son's precious name. Amen. When Moses first came down from Mount Sinai with the Ten Commandments in his hand, according to Jewish tradition, with on the two tablets, the first four were written on the first tablet. These first four commandments were really the means by which man related to God. And the first commandment, thou shalt have no other gods before me, becomes the cry of religious, practical, and ethical monotheism for Israel. The second tablet contains commands of man's relationship with other men. And it appears that at least starting with the sixth command, if not the fifth command, it goes from the most egregious sins worth the death penalty to seemingly lesser sins. Within the Old Testament, disobedient to parents, murder and adultery are all capital crimes. They are crimes for which the Old Testament prescribes death. The last three of these commands, stealing, lying, and covetousness, stealing and lying have certain fines and restitutions placed upon them. While covetousness is a sin of the heart, and it's not necessarily easily observable by society. Now, this fifth commandment is found in verse 12. This is what Scripture says. Honor thy father and thy mother, that the days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God hath given thee. If you're here this morning, and you have ever had a mother, or you have ever had a father, whether they're currently alive or not, please raise your hand. Everyone in this room has had a mother and a father. You may put your hands down. Everyone here has a mother and a father. This commandment is not simply for the children in the room. It's very easily applicable to the children in the room. But it's for every single person who's sitting here today. And the command, it says, honor your father and mother. This command here to honor is the same term in the Old Testament as to give glory to. If you read your Old Testament and you see the word, the glory of God, this is the same word for glory. It's a deep sense of reverence, of respect, of fear, of weightiness and gravity. And it's interesting that it's a command with a promise. Honor your father and mother, so that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. The people of Israel were heading towards the promised land. They were heading towards the piece of physical property that God had promised to Abraham 400 years before. And one of the conditions for the people to receive and to retain blessing within this land is that they would maintain the proper kind of respectful relationship with their parents. Now, in order to show you how this honor works throughout Scripture, I would like to take some time this morning to show you a number of different passages. The Bible applies this verse in a number of different ways. And what we are looking at this morning is by no means exhaustive. There are dozens and dozens of verses in Scripture that describe a person's relationship to his parents. There are also a number of stories and examples that give descriptions as well. But this morning I want to look at both negative and positive ways that we can apply this command to our lives. First of all, look at Exodus chapter 21, verses 15 through 17. Exodus 21, verses 15 through 17. He that smiteth his father or his mother shall surely be put to death. And he that stealeth a man and selleth him, or he, if he be found in his hand, shall surely be put to death. And he that curseth his father or his mother shall surely be put to death. 打父母的，必要把他治死；拐带人口，或是把人卖了，或是留在他手下，必要把他治死；咒骂父母的，必要把他治死。Look also at Leviticus chapter 20, verse 9.
看立位记第二十章第九节。Leviticus
chapter 20, verse 9. This is what Scripture says. Everyone that curses his father or mother shall be surely put to death. He hath cursed his father or mother. His blood shall be upon him. This term, to honor, literally means to make heavy or weighty. The term curse in both Exodus and Leviticus is the exact opposite. It means to make light. Or in this case, to dishonor them. It is to speak unkind words to and about them. How many of you have ever been upset at something your parents have done? It becomes easy when we want our own way as young children, or when we have our own views as adults, to not only speak and think negatively about our parents, sometimes a child will say to their parents, I hate you. And they say it in an explosive moment of anger. Sometimes they hold the anger in, and when they get to their friends, they complain to their friends openly and publicly, can you believe what my parents made me do? Such actions do not bring honor to your parents. And thus, how you speak to and about your parents matters. And thus, the principle is to speak positively to and about your parents. Now, let me make a brief point here. Perhaps there's a situation in which your parents are obviously in open sin. Perhaps there's a difficult situation in an abusive home. Or unfaithful parents. Or shouting and yelling in the home. And it's easy within these difficult and angry situations in home for situations to simply escalate. How you respond in those situations. If you respond in anger against someone else's anger. Or if you respond with a gentle response. Reminding them that how God requires them to live their life. Such is a way to honor your parents in a godly manner. Even when your parents are obviously acting outside of the will of God. Thus, the first principle is be careful how you speak to parents. Speak to them using good, godly words. Speak to them and about them with kindness and with love. Turn over to Deuteronomy chapter 21. Deuteronomy 21, verses 18-23. Deuteronomy 21, 18-23, let me read this for you. If a man have a stubborn and rebellious son, which will not obey the voice of his father, or the voice of his mother, and that when they have chastised him, will not hearken unto him, then shall his father and his mother lay hold on him, and bring him out unto the elders of his city, and unto the gates of his palace. And they shall say unto the elders of his city, this our son is stubborn and rebellious, he will not obey our voice, he is a glutton and a drunkard, and all the men of his city shall stone him with stones till he die. So shalt thou put away evil from among you, and all Israel shall hear and fear. And if a man commits a sin worthy of death, he is to be put to death and hang him on a tree. His body shall not remain all night upon the tree, but thou shalt in any wise bury him that day, for he that hanged is accursed by God. There's a very specific pattern that's shown here in verse 18. It's not simply simple disobedience. These are parents who are attempting to raise their children in the right way. They are giving the child proper discipline when they have chastised him. And even after the parent disciplines the child does not obey. The penalty for such disobedience, thus, is death. And this punishment is only carried out if the parents have rightly disciplined their child. Now, we never have any examples in the Bible of where this was actually carried out. But it would be a fairly serious deterrent for children. In our present day and age, it has become unfashionable and in some cases illegal to spank your children. Discipline to a child these days is more akin to you negotiate with them. You try to make your child happy. And what this actually ends up doing, though, is spoils the child. Obedience is not something that comes naturally, which is why it's commanded in Scripture. A child must be taught and trained to obey. And obedience really carries three ideas with it. Number one, you do exactly what was said. Number two, you do what was said right away. And number three, you do it without griping or complaining. And disobedience should carry with it serious consequences. And so the second principle is that disobedience is dishonoring to parents. And so we've seen that the first principle is that how you speak to your parents matters. The second negative principle is disobedience carries serious consequences. Turn to the New Testament, to the book of Mark. Mark chapter 7. We will look at verses 5 through 13. Mark 7, verses 5 through 13. Then the Pharisees and scribes asked him, "Why walk not thy disciples according to thy tradition of the elders, but eat the bread with unwashed hands?" Jesus answered and said unto them, "Well has Isaiah the prophet prophesied of you hypocrites, as it is written, 'The people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. Howbeit in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. For laying aside the commandment of God, you hold the tradition of men, the washing pots and cups and many other like things you do.' And he said unto them, 'Full well that you reject the command of God, that you keep your own tradition. For Moses said, Honor your father and mother, and whoso curses his father and mother, let him die the death. But you say, if a man shall say to his father or mother, it is Corban, that is to say, a gift, whatsoever thou might be profited by me, he shall be free. And you suffer him no more to do aught for his father or his mother, making the word of God none effect through your tradition which you have delivered, and many such things do ye.'" This is an interesting passage of Scripture. What's happening is the Pharisees begin to question Jesus on why the disciples are not keeping traditions. These things were not biblical laws. They were in fact Pharisaical interpretations of the law. And so their interpretation of the law was, why do they eat before they wash their hands? And so what Jesus does is he begins to unpack how their interpretation of the law actually ends up being a denial of the law. They've placed aside the commands of God and they hold traditions of men. And so Jesus points to one area specifically in which this happens. He's speaking now to grown adults. The scriptural command is honor your father and your mother. What was seeming to happen during this time is that due to famine or some other economic distress, a number of these Pharisees' parents were going hungry. They were very poor. But the religious leaders of the day were apparently doing quite well. And so they evidently had these extra stores of money. Well, to rightly apply the command, honor your father and mother, wouldn't it make sense to use what they have to care for their father and mother? So that their physical needs might be met? Well, yes, that would make sense. But instead, what the Pharisees were doing, they were saying, this money is a gift. This money is for the service of the Lord. And since I am a Pharisee, I am in the service of the Lord. It is my money. And because it's from the service of the Lord, I am not dishonoring my parents. And so they were trying to make legal back doors to get around the law. And the principle here is that there are no exceptions to the law. The scripture says, children, obey your parents. So those here who are living in the house of your parents, whether you're 1 year old, whether you're 18, whether you're 25, you are still underneath the purview of your parents. And you cannot get around the law with exceptions. There's another principle here that Christ is making implication. That is the responsibility of the children to care for their parents in their older age. Sometimes this involves having them come and live with you. Sometimes this involves using your economic surplus to help them live and to help them survive. And it's a biblical thing to do. There are also some positive actions commanded. Turn back to Leviticus chapter 19, verse 3. 请翻回到利未记十九章第三节。 Leviticus chapter 19, verse 3.
利未记十九章第三节。
Ye shall fear every man, his mother, and his father, and keep my Sabbaths. I am the Lord your God. This term for fear is not the term for, oh no, I'm scared and afraid. It's a term of deep reverence and affection and respect. No matter who your parents are, no matter how good or how evil you may perceive them to be, no matter how much you like them or you dislike them, the command here is a command to respect them simply from the position that they are in over you. They are your parents. They are the ones who gave birth to you. They are the ones who raised you. They are the ones who have invested in you. And these reasons alone are reasons enough for honor and respect. And thus we ought to be careful with how we speak to and treat our parents. Our last positive action is found in the book of Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 6. Which was our scripture reading this morning. Beginning in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 21, through Ephesians chapter 6, verse
9,
there's a section that gives a household list of the various roles that different people have within the homes. Wives are to submit to their husbands. Husbands are to love their wives like Christ loved the church. Children are to obey. Fathers are to raise their children. Servants and employees are to be obedient to their employers. Masters and employers are supposed to treat their employees rightly. Let's look closely at this command in chapter 6, verse 1. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. It's very simple. If you are a child living in the household of your parents, you are under obligation to be obedient to them in what they say. Your obedience to them is, as the scripture says, in the Lord. The reason for your obedience is because it's the right thing to do. Disobedience is the wrong thing to do. Obedience is the right thing to do. If your parent tells you to go clean your room, and you argue with them and says, I would like to finish my TV show first, I would rather work on my homework than cleaning my room. By arguing with them, you have disobeyed them. You have dishonored your parents. And you are disobedient to God and to the Scriptures. And so the command is to honor your father and your mother. There were any number of applications within Scripture to this. If you're a child and you're sitting here today, you must obey. If you're a grown adult, and maybe you have a relationship with your parents that's broken, or maybe you don't like your parents or you don't get along with them very much. Maybe there are problems in the past with the family. Be careful with how you talk to others about your parents. And perhaps this is the right opportunity to attempt to rightly restore that relationship before God. And such is a life that would be pleasing to our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Father, what you have commanded for us in Scripture is true. You have commanded us to honor our parents in all things. And as we have seen from your word, disobedience to this can lead to serious consequences. We pray, Father, that you would show us where we are falling short in this. Convict us of our sin and restore relationships between parents and children and ultimately between individuals and yourself. We pray in your Son's precious name.